for Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
The show that dares to ask the big questions that concern you. Questions like,
what's going on in the schools?
What's this I hear about volunteering at the hospital?
Hey, anything fun happening this weekend?
If you care about it, we talk about it on the Once a Week, Tell Me What's Going On Around Here radio program, Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
Good morning and welcome to the AM 1640 Radio Disney Backyard Show. I'm your host Megan, and this morning we are going to talk about music, and specifically the Festival City Symphony, which is a wonderful performing group here in the Milwaukee area, and I am pleased to be joined by Jane Perkins, who is the Education Director for Festival City Symphony, and she's going to tell us all about what Festival City Symphony is, some of their programs that they have coming up, and why it's important for young children to be introduced to classical music and music education. So, good morning, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you so much. We're so delighted to be here and be recognized out here in this area because we are a local professional orchestra that we'd love to have more families come and enjoy us.
Yes, and I'm glad we're able to spread the word. So why don't we start by having you tell us about what Festival City Symphony is and kind of what its history is.
Well, Festival City Symphony, as far as we can see, under numerous names, is probably the oldest orchestra in the Milwaukee area. It started about 100 years ago, and it's gone through a number of changes in names, the latest being moving from Civic Orchestra, which it was during the 40s and 50s, and up until 92 when the name was changed to Festival City Symphony. And that's what we are now.
So it's been around for, what did you say, about 100 years?
Yes, it's one of the oldest orchestras.
That is a really long time. So now, why don't you explain what is the difference, because I know when you hear about different musical ensembles, you hear them called a band, you hear called orchestra, and you hear called a symphony. What's the difference between the three?
Well, an orchestra is a musical group that has all four families of instruments: strings, percussion, brass, and woodwind. A band does not have the string family in it. It just has woodwinds, brass, and percussion instruments. The word symphony actually refers to the size of the orchestra. Normally, it means an orchestra large enough to play major symphonies, which are works of music. There is also a group called a chamber orchestra. That's a smaller orchestra, and they do what are called chamber works or small room works.
Okay, so now when you mention like a woodwind and a brass and percussion and strings, what are examples of some of the instruments in each of those groups? I mean, when I think of strings, I think violins and cellos and things like that, correct?
Yes, string instruments normally are violin, viola, cello, bass. You can kind of put harp in that too, even though normally we designate the families by how the instrument is played. And because the strings are played with bow and sometimes plucked, the harp can fit in there too. A piano has strings, but it's not considered part of the string family because the keys are pressed down and pushed, and normally things that are hit or struck are part of the percussion family, which includes anything that doesn't fit anywhere else, basically. The brass family, obviously the name brass, comes from what they were made of, and that's normally true, but a better way to distinguish brass instruments is the way that the vibration is made, and that is by the player's lips vibrating against a mouthpiece, and that makes the sound. In the woodwind family, it sounds like they should all be wood. Well, they aren't anymore. They used to be. But things like the flute that are now metal. So the way we designate the woodwind family is that something on the mouthpiece of the instrument vibrates. The player blows against something on the mouthpiece. Sometimes it's a reed. Sometimes it's a double reed, meaning two reeds put together. Sometimes it's just the way you blow across it in the instance of the flute. So those are the four families of instruments.
Yes, and when you think of brass, I know you mentioned some of the different woodwinds, but brass is like a trumpet or a trombone,
trumpet,
things
trombone,
like that, correct?
Trombone, French horn, tuba.
Tuba, the big old tuba. Okay, cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get involved in working with Festival City Symphony and in music in general?
Well, I am the wife of the conductor. I have to say that outright. My husband has been playing in what started when he was younger. It was civic orchestra. He's been playing in that almost 50 years now.
Wow.
He started when he was just about 14, 15 years old. And so naturally, I started going to all the concerts and becoming involved. And then when he became conductor of it back in about 1990, I started seeing, we took over a project that had been done by another group in town. They were then called the Pillow Pops Concerts, and they were concerts for children. And when the funding was lost for that group, this orchestra decided to take that over and rename it as Pajama Jamborees, because we felt that there was such an important connection that we needed to make with children and families in the area, that it was the only organization really giving specifically devoted concerts throughout the year for children and families. So naturally, being a music educator for all my life, I became very involved in organizing how we do these, what music we might use, and my husband and I together would put together the concerts.
Excellent. Now, what instrument does your husband play?
He is a professional bassoonist.
Bassoonist, okay.
And now conductor also.
Yes.
He's been on the staff at Lawrence Conservatory of Music for many years, and a bassoon faculty up there.
So now, for our younger listeners out there, what does it mean to be the conductor?
Well, the conductor, first of all, chooses most of the music. He consults with others, but he chooses the music that they're going to play. And he is in front of the orchestra and kind of in charge of keeping all those instruments together.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps a beat going so that the players all know where to put the notes in the music. And he tells them how he wants them to play louder and softer and sometimes smoother or bumpier.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's kind of in charge of keeping the thing running, sort of like a conductor on a train or something that keeps things running smoothly and together, although he is not actually making the music himself.
Right. When I think of the conductors, I always think of them being very well-dressed, too.
Well, at our formal concerts, he is. At our informal concerts, we have a lot of fun because particularly around the holidays, Halloween, we always have a concert, and most of the orchestra comes in costume.
Oh, fun.
Including the conductor. And so, we do it appropriate to whatever the concert is.
Excellent. What's your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about my job is sharing with the children just the joy of being in a live performance and helping them understand what to listen to, how to enjoy the concert thoroughly with their families, and just seeing their excitement at this experience.
Mm-hmm. I always love watching kids listen to music and experience music for the first time, because it's so funny to watch their face and see them just get into it.
Yes, they can just become completely involved and just lose themselves in it, and mm-hmm. That's what we work for.
Mm-hmm. I know you have a concert coming up on Sunday, January 29th, and it's called All That Jazz, which sounds like a lot of fun. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this is a concert where we're combining the orchestral music with jazz. Monty has chosen a number of pieces that are basically orchestra pieces, but things played in a jazz style, and using jazz within the orchestra also. And it's not always done.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of, even though it's been around for a while, using jazz with an orchestra, you don't always get to hear it. So we're really excited to present this, a full concert of it, in Milwaukee. The first piece on the program is going to be a piece called The Creation of the World, by composer Darius Milhaud, and this was one of the first pieces to actually be played in a concert hall that used jazz type music and jazz idioms.
Mm-hmm.
A real special piece on the program is by our own local performer and now composer Warren Wiegratz. He is a member of Street Life, which was the house band that played for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Warren is a wonderful, wonderful saxophone player. And he's written a piece of music called Three Scenes for Contemporary Jazz, Saxophone, and Orchestra.
Hmm.
So we've invited him to, with his music, to come and join the orchestra and perform this piece with us. He brings his, I think it's a bass player, a drummer, and himself, who will be the jazz group within the orchestra. And then he's written this beautiful piece, very easy to listen to, very enjoyable, for the whole orchestra to perform with him.
Wow.
And I believe it's the premiere in Milwaukee of his piece. So we're very excited. We love supporting local musicians and giving local musicians a chance to show their craft in Milwaukee. So this is another way we can do that. And then, of course, you can't do a program about jazz without including Gershwin, George Gershwin. And then absolute favorite of George Gershwin's, An American in Paris. We're going to be playing that, complete with the taxi horns and all the views of An American in Paris. And then also by George Gershwin, The Lullaby for Strings. So it's just a wonderful program, a way for, if you're not real used to orchestral music, it's a wonderful combination of jazz and orchestral music for you to get acquainted with the orchestra in a very easy to listen to and easy to move along with kind of music.
Yes. Now, the concert is Sunday, January 29th. What time is it and where is it going to be held?
We have our Sunday afternoon concerts always at the Pabst Theater, the beautiful Pabst Theater.
Yes, it is beautiful.
What a wonderful place to sit and enjoy. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Pabst Theater.
Okay. And now, are these concerts family-friendly, and what makes them family-friendly?
Well, we know that children love music, and we welcome families to join us. Before each concert, I take the children to a separate room and we talk about what to listen to in the music that's being presented. I give them their own program that I encourage them to either draw or write about what they're hearing in the music, what they feel from the music, and so that keeps them occupied, keeps them engaged, and they just are told, you know, given I give them specific things that they can listen to, all on their level, concrete things. That's what children need to be able to understand and really connect with the music.
Now, what age of children is the performance geared towards?
These concerts, because they are full formal concerts, we encourage people of probably upper elementary, you know, 9, 10, 11 and up.
Okay.
We have had great success with this. They have learned to listen very well. We think it's really important that children learn how to be a good audience. And so I do instruct them on what a good audience is supposed to do, because they're going to be an audience for the rest of their lives for all different kinds of events. So we think that that's a very important part of learning and of having the experience of going to a formal concert.
Let's touch on that a little bit, if you don't mind. What are some tips for people who are going to see a symphony performance of how to be a good audience? Because I know I saw on the news the other day that, you know, the Philharmonic in New York got stopped in the middle of their performance because somebody didn't turn off their cell phone.
Yes. And I must say, I don't blame the conductor.
No,
for having
not,
done
at all.
That because,
not at all. Not at all.
It's a huge interruption to the performers as well as the audience. Basically, what I teach the children is when you're in a concert, you sit still, but if you don't do anything that will disturb or distract somebody else, you're being a good audience. I do give, you know, have them do some drawing and writing if they want, because that's a very quiet activity that keeps them engaged. I don't see anything amiss with that, because it doesn't disturb anybody else. They do know they need to be quiet. They can't talk during the pieces. Of course, they can talk before and after and ask any questions. Also, they need to applaud politely when the music is finished and to show their appreciation. I think it's really important to understand that the musicians are really needing to concentrate and that they can't have distractions, or it it hurts their performance. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to really see the best performance, you have to be the best audience.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like being at a live performance. That is what's so wonderful about the opportunity that Milwaukeeans have to go to really very inexpensive performances and hear a live symphony orchestra. You just can't get the same feeling from listening to it on CDs or mm-hmm. over a computer or something. It's a very special event, and we encourage more and more people to do that.
Mm-hmm. I know I personally love watching the conductor and watching how the band or the ensemble just follows him. And, you know, it's just all, it's like they just all come together as one, and the teamwork that's involved with it is just amazing to watch.
Absolutely. And watching different instruments and how they interplay with each other, mm-hmm. it is a visual as well as an aural experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's always helpful, too, as being an audience, to remind mom and dad or older brothers and sisters to turn off their cell phone.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that is very important. Mm-hmm. We have not had an experience like they had in New York, but we're hoping to continue to avoid that.
Yes, yes, exactly. Everybody's so connected nowadays that sometimes you just forget to turn it off. You
exactly.
don't need to be connected at all points. So now let's talk about tickets. Where can families get tickets to the performance, and how much are they?
Well, you can either call the Festival City Symphony phone. That is 414-963-9067. Or you can email us, and the email address is festivalcitysymphony@wi.rr.com. Or we have a webpage, festivalcitysymphony.org.
Excellent.
All one word.
Yes.
And so you can visit any of those and talk to, if you call, you'll get a call back from our orchestra manager. We have a variety of ticket prices, and we really, we do try very hard to keep it very affordable. One of the special things we do is we have what's called the family pack, and for just $85, we can give you your entire family tickets to all of our Sunday concerts.
Oh, wow.
And you can bring as many people, up to 6 people on that family ticket. And you know what? If a couple of the kids look more like the neighbors than the children, we don't mind at all. We're happy to have those people. So you can bring 6 people to all 4 concerts for just $85.
Wow.
We also have other little special packets. We have a couples pack for $72. We have the single adult of 4 concerts for $50 a person. We have a senior and student pack. You can go to all 4 concerts for only $28
wow.
a person. So we have a huge variety of possibilities for how you best fit into this whole situation. And we just want people there enjoying the music.
Yes, absolutely. Now, if you're just interested in individual tickets, I believe they were, what did I see on the website? They're 13 for an adult?
Yes, I believe that's
okay.
right.
And then 8 for students and children and
yes.
seniors. See, mm-hmm. I did my research.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you.
No problem. So you said you have 4 of these Sunday concerts throughout the year?
We have 4 Sunday concerts throughout the year. And then one was already in October, so there are only 3 left. So, you know, if you mention you heard us on this broadcast, I think if you write in, you can get a special deal on that family pack.
Okay.
So take advantage of that.
Yes, excellent.
But I'd also like to talk to you about our other special concerts that are the Pajama Jamboree concerts.
Yes, I heard about these. They sound like a lot of fun. What are they?
These are a whole lot of fun. We have a great time doing these. These are not held at the Pabst Theater, but these are at the Performing Arts Center in the Bradley Pavilion of the Performing Arts Center. And the Bradley Pavilion is just a large, like a banquet room.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up the orchestra at one end of the room, and then we have some chairs at the very far end, at the other end of the room. But then we leave the whole middle part empty so that people can bring blankets and just sit on the floor.
Oh,
it's a
fun.
More casual kind of concert. These are absolutely free. They they're mostly on Wednesday nights from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock so that you can get home and get to bed because it's a school night. And these are geared specifically for school-age children. I am the host of these. As my husband said, I talk kids. And so I host these, and we have music that is very listenable, very easy to understand and connect with. We do different themes throughout the years. Very often we have guests. Like for our holiday concert, we had a children's choir with us that sang some selections by themselves and with the orchestra. As I said, sometimes we do Halloween concerts, and we have all the Halloween type music and that sort of thing. And what we try to do, again, is to teach children how to be a good audience, how to listen to the music, about different kinds of music. Sometimes we meet a composer. We've had composers make appearances with us.
Fun.
And talk to the children about their music. We've actually not only had actors who act as if they are a composer, but last year we even had a local composer, Sigmund Snopek, come and present some of his pieces and talk to the children about what it is like to be a composer and in this day and age.
Yeah.
And so it's a very important aspect for children to learn about this kind of music. Classical music, classical is a word that, you know, we use a lot in a lot of different references. What we tend to mean by classical music is music that has stood the test of time. It's been around for a while, and the reason it is still being played and loved is that it is just really good music that speaks to all people. Of course, music is the universal language, and it brings people together all over the world. You don't need to understand any other spoken language to understand music. And we want children to start learning about this. When they're born, they love music. Children react to music immediately. And we like to introduce them to the kinds of music that will expand their minds and enhance their lives. When they come to these, we talk to them about the different instruments and hope that we will inspire children to decide to take a musical instrument on their own, to join their school band or orchestra, to start piano lessons or guitar or any instrument, because that's such an important part of brain development. Music develops different parts of the brain than schoolwork develops. And the most important thing that music does for children, especially in school, is that it engages them. There are so many children that once they find their niche in the arts of any kind, whether it be music, dance, visual art, they will engage better in their schoolwork. This has been proven over and over again. And so we hope that what we do when we introduce music to the children is that we'll inspire them and that perhaps they'll find their spot. And even if it's just as an active listener, you know, we need critics and listeners and those, obviously, if there's a concert with no audience, it's not a concert, it's a rehearsal.
Right, yep.
So the audience is so crucial to what we do and what we love. And that's what we're hoping to build.
And I know I was introduced to music at an early age. My mom played the piano, so I got involved in piano lessons when I was a kid, and I played oboe. And music for me, whether it's listening or playing or going to a concert or performance, it's relaxing. It's like my outlet to relieve the stress of everyday life.
Yes, that's a very important part of it. Yeah, music can affect people in so many different ways, and it does. It totally can calm children as well as stimulate them. In other ways, it can stimulate their brains and their imaginations especially. I really encourage the children to make up their own stories to the music that they hear, because now a lot of children's play is very prescribed. And I noticed in my teaching, in fact, I changed my teaching in the last 15 years that I taught very much to include almost teaching them how to be creative and how to use their imaginations, because they just didn't have that kind of outlet. They don't do as much role play, creative play, as was done in the past. And music and the arts encourages that. And that's a place that they can get that special skill and develop more of that brain activity.
Yes, which is all very important. Now, we've got just a few minutes left, so real quick, I want to give you the opportunity. Do you have any advice for young musicians out there who may be listening or who maybe haven't picked up an instrument yet, but it's something that they want to do and who may want to perform with an ensemble like Festival City Symphony one day?
Well, the first thing, of course, is when you take an instrument, you have to practice, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to achieve what you want to on the instrument. And I would say the second thing is to absolutely love what you're doing. If you love your instrument, you're going to want to practice and you're going to want to enjoy playing it. There's a place for everyone in music: playing, singing, composing, conducting, and listening. Just getting involved, it becomes a social outlet. A lot of my students say that their closest friends and their biggest social time is when they're in band or orchestra. It's just a ready-made social group with connections that they have and they love, and they share their love with other people. There are so many aspects. As a music educator, I could go on and on about the benefits of taking an instrument and being involved in music and the arts. It really does improve brain work. It teaches discipline. It teaches coordination. They're just perception when they're listening and they're watching notes. Their perception is much better. There are just so many aspects that it enhances young lives. And it just is wonderful. It's fun. It's also a really important thing that the family can share this together, because we keep hearing about how, you know, families aren't having the same connections that perhaps they once did. Well, this is a wonderful way for the entire family to have a common experience that they can all take something from, they can all appreciate, and they can then talk about and share. Once you hear a piece that the orchestra plays, you might want to go home and get a recording of it. And so you can listen to it again and again. Children love to do that. Children love to hear the same thing over and over, and they just keep gaining more and more from it. So this is just another wonderful way for families to connect and to enjoy something together.
Yes, and we're always looking for fun things for families to do together, so we're very excited about this. If you just want to give the details for the concert, the date, the time, the place one last time, and then the website and phone number so that families can go to find out more information about Festival City, that would be great.
Wonderful. Festival City Symphony is presenting All That Jazz, orchestra music and jazz together on Sunday, January 29th at 3 o'clock p.m. at the beautiful Pabst Theater in downtown Milwaukee. And you can either call the Festival City line at 414-963-9067, or you can see us on the website festivalcitysymphony.org. Or email us at festivalcitysymphony@wi.rr.com.
Sounds great. And I'm looking, hopefully I get to make it out there that day. So I'm looking forward to that. And
we'd love to have you.
Thank you so much, Jane, for coming out and sharing all about Festival City with us. And we wish you a wonderful 2012.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you so much for having us out here.
Thank you. All right, well, you've been listening to the AM 1640 Radio Disney Backyard Show. Make sure to tune in next Saturday for another great topic on another great backyard show. Have a magical weekend, everybody.
Tune in again next week to find out more about what's happening in your county, your city, and your neighborhood.
It's all here on Radio Disney's Backyard Show.
The once a week, tell me what's going on around here radio program.
Brought to you by Radio Disney.